Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where are you? You're not in Portland. It can't possibly be that cold in Portland. Are you back in New York?
No, I'm in Portland. It was 49 today.
Jeez. As the high?
Oh, right now it's 51 degrees right now.
Okay.
And it's I'm in the shade. The wind is kind of blowing.
Yeah.
I'm out in a little park where there's some like bushes and rose gardens. So I'm just chilling. But this is the temperature it is really where this keeps me warm.
Okay. I know you are
not Sacramento. You know that.
It's 80 today. It's 80 today.
It's gonna rain on
yeah,
Saturday.
I have a tank top under this. Like it's perfectly fine. It's 80 degrees outside.
I love that.
Obviously the NBA season gets underway. We were just talking about the Los Angeles Clippers and how this Clippers team is not the same as last year's or maybe the team that the rope-a-dope that you often get fooled with the Los Angeles Clippers. This roster is deep. They are built, in my mind, to compete with the Oklahoma City Thunder. I don't think they'll be as good as the Thunder are during the regular season, but I think this is a really good basketball team and a potentially dangerous one when the playoffs get here.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the moves that they've made, if you like forget about what they did in the offseason, you go back and look at their roster and you're like, oh my God, I totally forgot they went out and got Brooke Lopez, you know? Like, they got Bradley Beal for nothing. Like, he's just at the role, no shade to him. But he's like not a piece that anybody's really thinking about in terms of like adding to this roster and how much meaning buckets he can give you. Defensively, they're going to be nasty. Zubac has elevated himself to a place where people are saying that he could be, you know, all NBA type caliber center, which I don't know if I would go that far, but that just speaks volumes to how good he was last year and the step that he could take again. And having a backup like Brooke is huge. Like James, I'm watching starting five right now, and I tell you what.
Uh-oh.
I've never liked James Harden Uh-oh. As much as I do right this second. he really has settled in to finding his way and his role and a leadership capacity on this team. And maybe it's because he's from LA that he feels like he wants to pour in more than he did on other teams. But like he really has been good. He's been pretty much the connective tissue of the team. And then if Kawhi is healthy all year long, because remember, he didn't come back until midway through the season last year. They can win a lot of games, and they have a lot of lineup versatility, and Ty Lue is one of the best coaches in the league.
Hmm. You know who I would also put in that in the group of players that you talked about there for the Clippers? I'd put Chris Paul in there as a backup point guard in the way that he's
again,
a floor general.
Another player that you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I think he's gonna help them out a lot. Like he might even close some games just to free up some space for Harden and Kawhi in some of those instances.
They can play fast and they can play slow. they can play big. You know, you still have Nick Batum there who has, like, played small ball five. They've got good wing defense. They've got a ton of guard play. This is just a team. The only thing that we really worry about is just the fact that they're the L.A. Clippers, you know, and that's just the Clippers.
Understandable, yeah.
Just, you know, they find a way to Clipper. But feels like they've built a team that's sort of Clipper, like sort of Clipper, like no kryptonite. You know what I mean? Like they can't do that anymore.
What do you think about the Nuggets?
Oh, man. This is a team that's going to beat the Thunder.
She's talking that talk.
Okay.
This is a team that's going to beat the Thunder. Think about game five. Thunder's down double-digit points in the fourth quarter, and really the Nuggets melted, truly melted. Some of the possessions just made no sense. They're turning the ball over. They're shooting bad shots. And that was what cost them the series. Game seven was a blowout, but we shouldn't have even gotten to a game seven. And I'm not disparaging the Thunder because the Thunder deserve their championship. They won a lot of games. They clearly have all the pieces to run it back again. They are deep. They're long. They're athletic. They're young. They have a bunch of different things to like about. But the Denver Nuggets had them. They really had them. And that team was not particularly deep. They were getting Peyton Watson minutes, huge Peyton Watson minutes, Julian Strother game, like – they had Christian Brown. Those guys are fine players. Fine players. But now you add Cam Johnson, and I cannot stress how exciting this Nuggets offense can be with Cam Johnson. His ability to cut without the ball and his court vision and passing skills are so underrated. He is not even close to the same type of player as Michael Porter Jr. A lot of people are like, oh, he's just Michael Porter Jr. with better defense. No, 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 no. This is going to change how they play offensively in a way that's going to give them so many open threes that it's so ridiculous, and so many easy back cuts that Jokic is going to be able to find Cam Johnson for. They're going to love playing together. So you have him. You add in Tim Hardaway Jr. for some, you know, off-the-bench shooting when you need it. You bring back Brucey Brown, who was a key piece of that championship team. And then you finally have a backup center. I guess the first backup center since probably Nurkic that Jokic has had. Like, and don't try to tell me DeAndre Jordan was that guy, because he was not. So you finally have a solution for all the problems that the Nuggets had. It's kind of like, wow, this is what happens when you fire Calvin Booth and you get in a real GM.
See, I think this Nuggets team, not saying they're going to win the title, but they might be better than the team that won the title for the Nuggets. Mm-hmm. I love what they did this offseason. I'm a believer.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm a believer. I think they're an NBA contender, or excuse me, championship contender. And I had five teams in there. I had the Thunder, the Nuggets, the Rockets, Knicks, and Cavs.
Not the Clippers.
I was just about to ask both of you guys, should the Clippers be in there? Because I had them right there on the edge. But, yeah, they probably should be in there as a true championship contender.
Yeah, first round series that they had, they melted in the sun.
I feel like
they could have beaten the Nuggets.
I feel like if you're going to put the Cavs in there, you got to put the Clippers in there. Because it's that same.
Oh, you have to.
It feels like it's the same, well, once the play. Like, those two teams feel like their regular seasons are irrelevant. It's like I won't buy a single bit of it until I see it. I think most people feel like they won't buy a single bit of it from either one of those two franchises until they do it in the playoffs.
I don't know that Cleveland got better.
I think they didn't have to. I don't think they had to, though. I don't think they had to do anything.
I think they got worse.
How so?
By losing Ty Jerome?
You lose Ty Jerome. That's a big loss. It's a really big loss.
Really?
And I think you've got real injury issue question marks. Yeah, Ty Jerome, even just for the regular season, there were games where Ty Jerome went off for like 24 points in the second half.
He was good.
He He was a heat on a heater. He was unstoppable. I think losing George Niang hurts them. I think DeAndre Hunter gives you higher upside, but he's already injured. So
I like Lonzo. I like Lonzo.
Yeah, I think Lonzo does. Yeah, I think Lonzo adds something, a different wrinkle to this team. But I am interested how he, Garland, and Donovan are going to share the floor together. What does that mean? Like, does that move? I don't really know. I mean, I guess you play a three-guard lineup or you maybe bring Garland. I really don't know. Maybe Lonzo off the bench, but
they won't
kind
be
of a
on
different
the,
thing.
They won't be on the floor together that often. Like, I don't see Lonzo unless it's working that night and they figured a way. I don't see him closing out games. You know, he's a true backup point guard in that situation.
Yeah, he helps them. I just don't think he's the same type of scorer. He's a great distributor, though, and he's big. He rebound. Just a different guy. And I also think, are we sure that the Cavs aren't soft? You know, they got punched in the mouth, and they just folded.
But they were hurt last year in the playoffs. Like, they had a lot of injuries in the playoffs last year.
They did.
Including Donovan, who I think played hurt.
He played hurt. Garland played
hurt. He did play hurt.
Evan Mobley
missed
a couple
games. Wasn't Garland the only one that was, five?
No, he got hurt.
Evan Mobley played hurt, for sure.
Garland got hurt because, remember, Stephen A. was telling him to play.
Yes, yeah, you're right about that. Yes.
The world would be a better place if Stephen A. just shut the hell up.
Garland had turf toe. That's what it was. And he was like, what's a turf toe? And it's like a torn ligament in the foot with the most explosive part, the most integral part of your body as a basketball player is to be able to push off your foot to accelerate or jump. Any of the motions, really, that you need.
It just dawned on me the real reason the NBA on NBC is so great is we don't have to see Stephen A. Smith in any way, shape, or form for two or three nights a week. Oh, Trista, big Stephen A. fan, just left. She was like, no, that's not my president.
Oh, big Stephen A. fan.
You said, did the Cavs get better? Did the Knicks? Oh, I think we got a problem.
Oh boy.
Oh, we've got an issue.
Oh boy. Hold on.
Stay still. We got you back. Just stay. You can't move. Hold your arm up like this to the Portland sky. There it is. Yep. There it is. You got it. Yep.
You guys got me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. I think my
God, it is beautiful wherever you are, by the way. That is just amazing.
Isn't it?
Greenery.
Look at this. You know, don't you see? And right back here is the ice agent, and then
the
dumpster. Everybody says Portland's some sort of crazy,
terrible
place.
Yeah, isn't there a war going on there now or something?
Yeah, I hear there's a war. I hear they're sending troops here. They're deploying troops here to the Rose Garden, Portland, Oregon. No, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful day. A lot of foliage. I don't know if the Knicks got better. I know they got deeper. That's probably the biggest thing is you add like Casey said, you add Jordan Clarkson, you add in
Ubaldi.
You lose Malcolm Brogdon. What were you gonna say, Casey?
Ubaldi.
Gerson Ubaldi as well. And I think that helps you. I still don't really know what I feel about Ubaldi, whether his time on the Sixers was real or what he is. If he's a role player or what. But, yeah, I think I'm really curious about Mike Brown and what this offense and defense is going to look like.
As you should be.
Because the biggest – I guess it's like a pink flag when they asked Carl Anthony Towns. Did you guys see this?
I heard about this. I didn't see it.
They were like, hey, what about Mike Brown is giving you confidence – about your role in this offense? What are you most excited about maximizing within this new system? And he's like, I really don't know.
Oh.
I really couldn't tell you. And he's just like, what? He's like, I guess figure it out. And you're like, well, that's not good because the season starts tomorrow. So when the guy you traded for,
I love Kat.
He's like, come on. I love the honesty, don't you?
Okay. Is there ever a point, we should point out Mitchell Robinson and Josh Hart are out tonight. So I forgot Josh was coming off the bench.
If
the depth is going to be, you know, the depth could be tested tonight against, or tomorrow against Cleveland. At some point, there needs to be a conversation about Karl Anthony Towns.
Well, what's the conversation?
He's problematic.
Why do you say he's problematic?
When you say problematic,
he does not care. Like, he's not a top tier.
You think he's a toxic teammate?
Yes, that's the word. That's the perfect word. He's toxic.
He's a toxic teammate.
I'll push back a little bit. What has he done in the last 3 years to make you think he's a toxic teammate?
I like
how that's the
time frame that Casey is giving us.
Well, I only say that because that's when he finally got good players to play around him.
You mean Jimmy Butler wasn't a good player?
They went to the playoffs that year. Andrew Wiggins, that's the model of, like, we're a top team because we have Andrew Wiggins now?
No, I mean, they had Jimmy Butler. They won 50 games. Yeah, they had Karl Anthony Towns.
And then Jimmy left.
He's got to be the thing that they have.
I don't think Karl Anthony Towns is, like, the savior of anything. But he's been on competent teams for the last 3 years. And I wouldn't say he was problematic on those teams.
He's,
oh my God.
I just, there's something about him that just doesn't compute to winning. Like, he doesn't, this is a tough sentence.
Conference finals.
He doesn't feel like a winner to me. But is that Karl Anthony Towns or is that the New York Knicks? He's a piece of a basketball team. He's not the centerpiece of a basketball
team.
They
didn't get there without him.
You know he was a winner. You know who's a winner? Jalen Brunson's a winner.
The guy they said shoots the ball too much?
They turned on Jalen quick.
Who doesn't pass?
No, this has been coming, guys, for two seasons at least. Because I was talking to people who's around the team. And this was when I said in the playoffs 2 years ago that Jalen Brunson could go down as the greatest Knick of all time. Mm-hmm. And my friend who has worked around the team called me immediately, literally like, publish, ring. And he was like, Tris, you need to stop pumping that man's tires, Jalen Brunson. And I said, I like Jalen Brunson. I think he's good. Like, he's turned the culture around there. And he goes, ask the teammates what they think about Jalen Brunson. Mm-hmm. I said, what do you mean? I said, OG Anunoby constantly complains about how much Jalen Brunson loves the ball in Jalen Brunson's hand. Like, it's almost Trae Young-esque. Oh. How passing is not something he really wants.
Drive-by shot at Trae Young.
Boy, too, Trae Young. Don't do that.
Trae Duck.
So I have been feeling that narrative will at some point catch up with him.
I think we're getting really, really close.
Well, you know, part of that narrative, too, that doesn't help and won't help him is that his dad's on the bench.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the whole thing just kind of feels funny to some people. But I'm like you, Tristan. I like Jalen Brunson. But I like Karl Anthony Towns too. Like I said, they didn't get there before Karl Anthony Towns. They lost two times in the semis. Got Karl Anthony Towns, beat Boston, got over the hump.
I think OG Anunoby was pretty hurt the season prior.
Yeah,
his hamstring was like off the bone.
Yeah,
he absolutely was hurt. But Cat won him a game in the conference finals.
They just ran into the Pacers earlier than they ran into the Pacers the next year. That's all.
OG didn't win him no game in the conference finals. Cat won him that game 3 in Indiana.
Cat played well.
I think Cat is similar to the Trevor Lawrence conversation. Not to that degree. Mm. Like, there's no one to the level of Trevor Lawrence's degree, but... Like, I'm not suggesting he's a bad basketball player. He's just, he's, he's
not
weird.
A ceiling raiser.
Like
a ceiling raiser.
He's like Jimmy Butler could drag a team somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe not today, but like Jimmy and his probably did it with the Timberwolves. Mm. Like Cat can't do that. And I know not all NBA players are not all NBA players are built to do that, but there's always been this unique discussion about Cat about how he's just different the way he could, you know, he can play from every level of the basketball court. But there seems to be something that comes along with that talent that just it like sits and rots.
Hmm.
And I don't know if it's him. I don't know if it's his mentality. I don't know. Like so I didn't see the comments. I actually didn't even read them. I heard hearing about them from the first time from Tristan. I'm like, look, I could get my Mike Brown jokes off as much as I want to, but you're a team trying to get to the finals, and that's your response? And I mean,
just make something up, Kat. Just make something up. You know?
Yeah, bro, lie. Dude, just say words. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all the media is looking for is words. Now you've opened yourself up to something. And worse,
there's a crack.
You've opened Mike up to something. Mm-hmm. And yes. Mike is having PTSD at this moment because of that remark.
You know it. Star player, criticizing the coach, having a misunderstanding about role.
Well, at least Kat did it publicly and not privately like everybody else did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, I mean, and he did it before a single NBA game was played.
I think Kat, and maybe this is what bothers you guys, is he's, I'm gonna move around here a little bit, but he's got number one ability, but he's really a number two, but he carries himself like a number one. And there are times, like we saw in the playoffs, where that number one shines through, like, oh, this dude Kat, like, he's the truth. What he put up, 33 and 15, mm-hmm. and they want, like, it's there are times when it shines through, but mm-hmm. I would never rely on that. I would never rely on, oh, we got Kat, he's our foundation piece. Like,
But that's didn't just feel like that's he what he's supposed. But that's what I always thought he was supposed to be.
He was supposed to be that, but that's just not who he is.
I think he's the potatoes. Not he but he's not the steak.
But did that happen when he was traded, or that was a, that was established in Minnesota that he's not
that
it?
That was established in Minnesota.
I think yes. I think they wanted that, but once you what you say, Chrysler 300 looked like Christ, like a Bentley till a Bentley pulls up.
Yeah.
Once
I don't think I said that. I think Cat Williams said it.
Once Ant-Man got there,
yeah,
it was oh,
yeah,
this
yeah.
is a franchise player. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. cool. Cat be number two. Yeah. And he did that for a little while. Like, mm-hmm. he was fine with Cat. I mean, with Ant, as far as I know. But and then he got to New York, and he didn't – I don't feel like he tried to be number one. He was just Cat. He knew it was Brunson's team, and he did his thing. We'll see what happens, though. He could have lied, though. He could have just said, no, it's great. Yeah, that motion offense is crazy.
At what point do we expect Anthony Edwards to be the best player in the league?
Never.
He's never going to be the best player in the league?
No. I think Wemby has pretty much stop that from being a possibility.
Mm-hmm. So that's more of a salute to Wemby than an indictment on Ant when you say that.
Yeah,
right?
Ant is phenomenal. Yeah. I think Ant is like a 28-point scorer per night. And that's really good. And like, he's an elite 3-point shooter now, and he plays with incredible force, and he's an awesome defender, and he is built like a basketball player, like a 2K player. But I just think with Shea being so young and Wemby being, you know, the next one up, I just don't think he's ever going to get higher than them. And I would like to be wrong, truly. But have you seen these clips of Wemby recently? This is only his...
Well, I watched him play a couple days ago.
Third, yeah, but I mean, like, if he can brush off defenders, and they can bounce off him, and his, like, weight isn't an issue in terms of, like, people being able to stop him just for the sheer fact that he's undersized or slight. This man could be 7'7". They're saying that they're lying about his height, that he's actually 7'7", that Boban said he's a few inches taller than Boban.
Yeesh.
You know what Boban was doing the other day that was funny? Like, women do this a lot. Tall women do this a lot. Boban, did you see Boban on ESPN at all?
Mm-mm.
So we obviously couldn't hear it because it happens at the start of our show. But he was clearly trying to make himself smaller. Like, I see this. I see you. Like, you see this around. Like, and maybe they don't do it as much anymore. But like, Rebecca Lobo would do this a lot. Rebecca Lobo's tall. Mm-hmm. She would always try to make herself smaller. Boban was doing that on the set where he was like standing in this awkward position where he was like almost in like a lunging, like bending down like position. And it's like, oh, Boban, buddy,
be you,
stand up.
Be you.
Like, it's all right. Like, Winhurst is just a tiny little fella next to you. It's okay. It's all right.
Shout out, Boban. I didn't get a chance to hear him, man. I didn't either.
I would have loved to. I would have absolutely loved to hear what Boban had to say on NBA today, but I missed it. I would have loved to hear his take on Victor Wembanyama too.
Oh man,
he can do that, and he's legit. If he's actually, I mean, we know they say he's 7'5". That's just unfathomable in terms of ability to rebound, block shots, going to the rim. Obviously, he has the 3-level scoring ability. Like, I think he could be the best player in the world really soon. I don't think that's like a particularly unique take. I don't think it's ever going to be Ant's show.
I think he could be top five.
Yeah, he can be top five for sure. I just don't think he'll be number one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a... Okay, so what day was this written? Oh, today. This is today. De'Aaron Fox is nearing a return to 5-on-5 competition, which would be the final stages of his rehabilitation.
I do not care.
Come on. Come on.
Wow.
Come on.
Okay.
Man's getting healthy out here. What do you say? That'll be about 2 weeks? What you think? Like, if he's set to
That's what
return,
I was trying to figure out. Yeah,
two,
like
3 weeks.
If he's nearing 5-on-5, I mean, that could be 2 weeks. That could be 2 days, depending on what the team wants to do. Why such a reaction? Oh, I just noticed the time. It's fine. Why such a reaction?
I mean, he's just not going to be an impact on this team. And the team
really?
Will.
Well, this
team
year
will find out. The team will find out that they must trade him. That he will not stay in San Antonio for the rest of this contract.
Follow-up question. Damian Barling, ESPN 1320 in Sacramento. Hi, Trista. Would De'Aaron have trade value in the scenario you just presented?
Yeah, he would.
He would.
He would.
Okay.
And
I'm not asking with a
is that multiple second round picks? Is that more than one first round pick? What are we talking about value? What does value mean?
Well, it might be, I'm thinking of one scenario specifically. If he went to Milwaukee with a couple of first rounders or one first, you know, other teams' first rounders, Milwaukee might be like, okay, we could do that. We can give up Giannis for that. We're getting De'Aaron Fox.
Give up Giannis?
Well, they got to make the money work.
What? They're not trading Giannis for De'Aaron Fox.
Well, I don't know.
What are you
insane? I don't know how much better they would get for that when you talk about the money.
Sometimes it's just about making contracts.
Yeah, I'm sure they would want Cooper Flagg, but the money don't work.
As long as you're willing to come off the pitch, that's what matters the most.
Yeah, I guess if Giannis is on his way out and you say, yeah, send him to Milwaukee. Sure. Sure.
The nonchalance for Fox is crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. that was pretty wild. I thought I was getting ready to cook with this point. She was like, who cares?
I do not care
I
about
do
this.
Not
at
care. She's trying to hit the next button on the song. Like, give me the next. Hey Siri, play the next song. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
You know,
this device
like...
just went nuts. Sorry.
Okay, so here's the deal. I've got 2% on my phone.
Oh, okay.
So
all right, get out of here.
I gotta go, but I love you so much.
All right, love you back. We appreciate you as always.
And see y'all.
Trista Crick tells us she's at 2% right
now. Yeah,
why
did she
90
say that?
Seconds. Only like 90 seconds past the break.
She could have said that a minute ago.
She could have. It's all part of the Trista Crick experience.
All right. It's definitely projecting, and it's not fair. But when do you think they look to trade De'Aaron Fox? After this season? Two seasons from now?
TBD. I think it depends on what Castle looks like. Truth be told, he might have gotten a little bit of reprieve with Harper being out.
Yeah, but
to start the season. Oh, he's not missing the start of the season.
Yeah, he's cooking.
Oh, I thought he was missing the start.
I thought
of the
he was
season.
Too. Until I saw him like a week ago in the game.
He played in that. He
played preseason. I thought he was going to be out too.
Okay. Well, then that's different now. That's different. Because, like, what do you do? Like, what do you do if you start out cooking? And I don't know if Steph is rolling. I don't know if Dylan Harper is rolling. Wait, hold on. Bro, what is going on?
Sorry has entered the studio. Sorry.
I ended up asking a stranger if I could use their phone because I saw that you guys said only Trista could cut us at the knees. So I just.
You're not using a stranger's phone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, man. There's. Okay, bro.
How did this happen? It's what did just, you ask me? Like, hey, can I use your phone? I got to go on D-Lo and KC.
Yeah, I have something really important to do.
Poor Portland is awfully friendly.
I know. That's what I keep trying to tell people. Hey, you don't need to bring the troops here.
Hey, okay, we don't need to bring the troops. Is Portland fun? I mean, it's Portland fun. Is Portland good? The Trailblazers, not the city. Are the Trailblazers good?
What is good?
Once upon a time, playoffs would be amazing.
Yeah, are they that?
The playoffs? No, we're not going to the playoffs.
If once upon a time this was a betting segment, if the numbers 39.5.
I think the number that they gave us is 36.5.
I think that's the number 35,
I believe.
35.
Wherever Kyle found it, 35.
This is a 39-win team, 40-win team.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think Drew will take on the responsibilities of a scorer in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen that already in the preseason a little bit.
It's a little problematic.
And I think, what'd you say?
That's a little problematic. That's not where he's at in his career.
Well, I think when you're talking about the Olympics and you're coming off of a title, a guy at that age probably needs a little more downtime than he got. And he never really was healthy last year. So you're hoping that not only is a mentor and a leader, but that he's able to sort of regain some of the things that we liked about him earlier on his career as a scorer. Mm. So that's number one. I think Denny's the real deal. Denny Abdia. He's like one of my favorite players in the league to watch. So fun. You've got... Did you just say something?
No, you were freezing.
The stranger's phone froze for a second.
Oh, I froze. Oh, okay. They've got T-Mobile, I think it looks like. So, what was I about to say? So, you've got Tumani Kamara, who I think is awesome as well. Mm. I think you've got some question marks, of course, at like the center position in terms of how many minutes is Young Hansen going to get? Like, can Donovan cling and stay on the floor? Is he going to get into foul trouble? But I think that this is a team that's going to play with a lot of force, a lot of defensive identity. And you're hoping that Scoot, throughout his rehab, learns from Dame, learns from Drew, and sort of can become a hybrid of both of those guys. Hmm. I mean, I think we're better than you.
Okay, bro. So, okay. Wow. All right. You are really contentious today, first of all. Second, what's the Kings number?
I think it's 35 as well. 35 and a half.
Oh, it's the same number.
I think we have the same win total. Yeah.
So you've got clearly you have the Kings at less than 40 wins. You have the Kings at less than 39 or 40 wins.
I think it's like, okay, we may end up with a similar end of season result. But when you watch it with your own eyes, you're going to say, there's good basketball being played here. Fun, quality.
Ollie does not like this take, by the way. Do you hear? Ollie's not a fan of this at all.
Ollie's a Kings fan. Yeah. He's getting mad last week when they were talking about Westbrook. Hey,
don't be talking to D'Lo and Casey like that. And then you're going to see a brand of basketball that, I hope I'm wrong, but this roster is really... I know that people say that the Blazers roster is confusing, but the Kings roster is a lot more confusing to me.
Yeah. I think I said earlier we went over on both of their – or we did more on both of their lines at 35.5. But I do think – this sounds crazy. I think one will make it over, one will be under. I don't know which one it is yet, though.
Both have incentive, if the year is not going great, to vigorously lose games. But I don't know that that's the kind of thing that the Blazers want to do culturally right now. Mm-hmm. You know? So I don't think that they will do what they did so egregiously in the past. Because they can still get a pretty good player. There's going to be a very deep class. Probably... 7 or 8 super high quality players.
Are you in on Houston?
Yeah, I think so. I'm very curious to see this like jumbo lineup that they're rolling out where Kevin Durant's the two. I mean, he can play anything he wants to play, but everybody's 6'7" or above. It's like a little Toronto-esque. I want to know what the shooting looks like. I just kind of want to see it. I think I'm in. Their upside is tremendous.
Okay.
And they could cause a lot of chaos. They'll probably be a top seed again. I also need to see what they do in the playoffs as well.
They don't strike me as chaotic. They strike me as good.
No, I mean causing chaos in terms of like defensive identity. They're going to F stuff up. They're going to teams to be sped up, teams to feel like they're all arms. Amen, you know, being like this demon out there and like blocking shots. It feels like they're kind of going to be in your gym shorts all game, like a very irritating team to play against with a ton of length and bounce and grit and like no back down. So I mean chaotic in terms of that, not in terms of like how they run their offense. They'll probably be a little bit less slow and plodding offensively than they were last year just because of the add of KD. And I think Reed Sheppard is good. I don't know if defensively how he'll be, but it seems like he's already shown flashes of brilliance. But yeah, I think defensively they will cause a lot of chaos.
Yeah, I like their team. I like everything that they got going on.
And they're deep.
They're deep, and they still have some trade assets that if they need to go get something around the deadline.
What would they need to get?
Maybe a point guard. You know, maybe get a Drew Holiday, something like that. I'm just throwing that type of player.
We're not trading him.
No, I mean that type of player.
Oh. Yeah. The thing that I, really quick, not to go back to the Blazers too much, that I was really pissed off about when this news just sullied, some like sullying, slanderous, not even real news, just rumors they got published, is that Drew Holiday was really upset to go to Portland. And to me, that was striking me as always fugazi, always fake news, because Portland could have traded him anywhere when they traded him to Boston. But they sent him to a team that was ready-made for a championship, and they did it in a way that caused a lot of goodwill. So you're not going to trade for that guy without him signing off on that and being happy about it. I just don't think you do that. You've got a good relationship with his camp. You've already done a good thing for him. Dame has always wanted to play with Drew. Dame loves Drew. So I was always like upset about that. So I'm happy that our guy Mark Spears wrote that article saying Drew is elated to be in Portland. So he's not getting traded anywhere. That's all I want to say. He's not a trade asset.
People just say whatever, bro. They just say whatever.
Yeah. They
just, how do you create these stories and these rumors that aren't true and just say them?
Like, engagement, bro.
They're literally running with the "I heard." Somebody called them and was like, "Hey, I heard Drew Holiday wasn't happy about this," and then they just reported it.
Well, the what's even crazier is who's the "I heard" person? Because it's not even true. What are you talking about? This isn't even true. Where do you get off telling a reporter this?
That's the new. But I think that's the new reporter's cushion, as you say. I just heard. I'm not reporting. I just heard. That's what someone said to me. And that's how you protect yourself. And a lot of these guys do it. It's why they say stuff on podcasts that they don't tweet. Then their podcast stuff gets aggregated and put on Twitter. And they're like, no, that's just what I heard. You can give the stranger their phone back.
That's a mighty nice stranger. It's been about 10 minutes.
Tell that stranger you ran into in the wilderness in Portland that we're really thankful.
I go on a specific route every day. And so you make fake, you know, you make like hello friends. And there's a coffee shop right here. So
you said hello friend. May I borrow your phone?
Hey, my phone just, because I was right near the coffee shop doing my hit, and then I was like, oh man, my phone's dying. And so they overheard it and were like, step in, Captain Savage, Captain or Captainess Savatress.
So they were like, look, man, I can't let you use my phone. You're like, but it's for D'Lo and KC. And they're like, D'Lo and KC, why didn't you say so?
Oh, I also love that you didn't want to reveal whether it was a man or a woman who handed you the phone because you would not just.
I can't, like.
You are
sully the waters here.
It said D'Lo and KC. They're in my Fave 5. They got T-Mobile, right? Yeah, they're in my Fave 5.
Are you calling us from a sidekick?
Amos, yeah. Amos, just Amos right now.
There it is. There it is. All right. Hey, real quick, last when you think of Kevin Durant, what jersey is he wearing?
35.
Well, no, not what the number. He? Like,
oh,
what team
you mean
is it?
What? OKC. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was thinking of that the other day. Like, me too.
Yeah.
All
He's
right.
A Thunder. He always gonna be a Thunder.
He gonna
Shout
be a Thunder.
Yeah. Shout out Monte Ellis.
He gonna be a Thunder. Okay.
All right, y'all.
All right, we appreciate you. TK, all making right, it work. On a stranger's phone there in the wilderness of Portland. We'll come back. Jason Jones coming up in about 30 minutes. Boy, the chat dreading that conversation with Jason Jones today.
We can still tell him we can't do nothing today.
Look, I'm excited to talk to Jay.
Whatever.
Steelo and KC.
Talk about the GOAT with Jason Jones.
Okay.
That's what it is. It's Steelo and KC on ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Put this on my Instagram story last night, and I believe it to be 100% true.
What you got?
We need to normalize men getting flowers. Valentine's Day, flowers, candy, all this other stuff, but it's all about, like, sending a bouquet to your girl. No, girl, you'll bring some flowers for your man. Put them on his side of the bed. It's a good look.
Yeah.
Have him waiting at the kitchen table or the dining room table or the island just with a little note. Look there, because all it is, right, all flowers really are, is just a little gesture. Mm-hmm. Women can make gestures to men.
They absolutely can.
I think that needs to be more normalized and celebrated.
Okay, I'm with that. Just buy me some shoes. Don't buy me no flowers.
Yeah, that's not the same, though. A gift and a gesture aren't the same.
The way flowers cost, It's more than a gesture.
Kenny's got a point.
That's why I say you can get me some shoes for that $75 you paid for the Valentine's.
Well, okay.
Well, give me a rose from the front yard and give me a real gift.
Or do that. Just get a rose from the front yard and leave it on the... Just a... Because all that was I was at Trader Joe's picking up garlic spread and thought of it. Like, I think that was nice.
Absolutely, it was nice. For sure. Yeah, or...
Hopefully it didn't cost the amount that your shoes cost, though.
It could be... flowers is one... That gesture could be anything, right? You know what I'm saying? Like... I was at the store and I got you sunflower seeds. I'm like really simple.
There you
like
go.
Just, oh, you know what I like, or you just wanted to show your appreciation for who you are to me. Mm-hmm. And don't have to be grand at all. Give me a Hershey's cookies and cream bar. That was so nice of you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And she got me cookies too, so that was pretty fine. A little salted chocolate chip
from Trader Joe's.
Yeah, it was on point.
Okay, I ain't had them yet.
We've had it. It's been a crazy cookie week because Abby, the 17-year-old, is hot on the crumble menu.
Mm.
And this week's, because I guess it changes. The crumble menu changes each week.
I had no idea.
This week is fire. Maybe the greatest menu of all time. And they have this cookie called like the Dubai cookie, but it's closer to a brownie than a cookie.
Okay.
It is incredible. Like, absolutely incredible.
They had a s'mores one that was pretty fire that I tried.
Oh, I wanted them that week, but for some reason we didn't get them. I remember that. I remember seeing it.
And there's like one or two specialties for each week.
Yep. You can get the chocolate chip every week. Gotcha. It's always there. What was the other one we had? Oh, it's a this is you. It's a cookies and cream cookie.
It's
a mix of
I like that.
It's a mix of their chocolate chip cookie with like a Oreo, and then it has the.
No, go ahead.
No, dude, say it.
It's got what?
A topping.
No, what is?
Don't do that. After what I did earlier during the break, you can say it.
It has what I think is like the Oreo cream on the top.
The Oreo what?
No, don't do that. I'm safe. I was safe. I played that safe.
Play on. If you would have just said it, would have been fine, I think.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know. You made it weird.
Just try him.
You're such a liar.
Yeah, no. I haven't even thrown a flag yet. What was that?
If I had said there was cream on the
top. It's different. Whoa. Dang, you didn't say Oreo before that. That's insane.
I said that first.
No.
You guys are children.
What on the top? Jesus.
This guy's brother's running wild.
Point being, the cookie is fire.
Yeah, I don't think I knew that about Crumble.
I didn't either. She hit me to that.
A different thing every week.
Yeah, she hit me to that. So that's why we go some weeks and don't go others.
I think there's a Crumble on Elk Grove.
I don't even know where she goes, to be honest with you. I don't even know where it's at. There's clearly one somewhere out here because she leaves the house. She's not gone that long. I just don't know where it's at.
Mm. Yeah. Well, they want to get with the winning team. They can get more shout outs.
No. So, flowers, cookies, and wine.
Mm.
Specifically, Baker Family Wines. They're celebrating 6 years in West Sacramento next month.
That's awesome.
6 years in West Sacramento for our man Dusty Baker, our guy Chick. Man, they're going to do a big celebration early next month. We'll give you all the details on that. But head over to Baker Family Wines. Join Dusty's Clubhouse. That's essentially Dusty's Wine Club. You'll get exclusive releases by being a part of the clubhouse. You get tasting room specials. Go visit the tasting room for yourself. Go try that rosé. Go try that 755. Mm-hmm. Go try that long list of wines that they got out there in the tasting room in West Sacramento, and experience like Dusty has poured as much of his heart and soul into his winemaking as he did into his baseball career.
Yeah.
Again, head over to BakerFamilyWines.com right now. Join Dusty's Clubhouse or head over to the tasting room in West Sacramento.
Shout out to Dusty Baker. Shout out to our people over there, man, celebrating 6 years. That's awesome.
It's incredible.
That is great. That is absolutely
incredible.
You know what else is great?
Mm.
Prize Picks.
Oh, you said something earlier. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
So the NBA season is getting underway tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the doubleheader that we've talked about so many times.
Mm-hmm.
Rockets at Thunder as the Thunder get their championship rings. Warriors at Lakers, I think that's what it is. Warriors
at Lakers, that's right. Yep.
Tonight, I have a lineup ready to go, and Let's that go. Is carried by the max discount that you get today.
Yep.
Steph Curry, half a point. He's definitely in the lineup. I got Luka, 47.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I went more. SGA, 31.5 points. I went less. Kevin Durant, 21.5 points. I went more. That was a goblin. And Alperen Sengun, 33.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
Yeah.
I went more.
SGA's number is 32.5.
It went up? I got 31.5 and went less.
It's 32.5.
People were hammering the more. No flag. they were going crazy on the more. They had to put it up.
The demon gets you 35.5.
Ooh-wee.
Man.
Ooh-wee. Now, look, that's my lineup for today, right? But here's the great thing about...
Oh, it's Tuesday.
You got Taco Tuesday.
And they got KD at 20.5.
Damn.
Down from 23.5. I'm going to take that Taco Tuesday joint right there.
Absolutely hop on that. Absolutely. Now, here's the great thing. The NBA season is starting. And the one thing that you can do on Prize Picks is you have season-long mm-hmm. lineups.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I'm going to make my season-long lineup with the NBA, but... There's no need to talk about my season-long lineup that I have with the NFL. Because
sorry about that.
I went quarterbacks, and I went more passing yards with Brock Purdy. I went more passing touchdowns with Joe Burrow. And this one actually is going to hit. I went less passing interceptions with Lamar Jackson.
Well, so, congratulations.
So, you know, man, I might be able to. No, I'm not going to get three. Brock ain't going to get to. I'll get Lamar, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes, who they have at, I got him at less than 4.5 300-yard passing games. He's only got one so far. So I might get that. But you can do all this for the NBA as well. Points per games, rebounds per game. I did it with the WNBA. It's a lot of fun, man. Go to prizefix.com for more details. And when you download the app, put in a promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. Remember, go to prizepicks.com for more details. You must be present in certain states. PrizePix, it's good to be right. West Sac Kings fan, a.k.a. WSKF, she is killing the game. Also, Johnny G with another win. Make your wine.
That's not a thing.
How's that been going since I've been gone?
It's not a thing. Like, we didn't do it. Like, it's not real.
Oh, you took a break from your league?
Yeah.
I don't have a league.
They were both on the All-Star break. Had festivities. They didn't.
Yeah.
But now the second half of the season started. Well, I'm glad you acknowledge there's a league.
We had drinking wine.
I said we're grown-ups.
Yeah, that's what happens when you drink wine.
Also, I just thought about something. It's opening night in the NBA. It's also opening night in the PWL. Are we playing a game?
Oh, is today opening day?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. I didn't have one on the you know, these kind of come up organically.
They do.
Maybe we see if there's a star that pops up today or whatever. We'll play tomorrow.
Got you.
They got to go ahead.
I was going to say, just a key player tomorrow. I'm sure someone will pop up. I know Kenny's itching after last year's debacle, but.
Look, you realize
that if I didn't have two nine-game losing streaks.
I was sleeping in silk sheets.
Did you lose? Who did you lose to while Jesse was gone? Was it me?
You were playing games while I was
Oh, you lost to Kyle.
It was exhibition. We were playing a game in Dubai.
Oh, wow.
No, I think you lost to me.
Might have.
I think.
You lost to the commissioner?
I think Kyle might have run a game and he was bad at it, but I won. Maybe that didn't happen. I can't remember.
No, something like that did happen. I can't remember exactly what happened, but
the demon for Luka is 37.5
points.
Yeah, it wins you some money though.
He Chet Holmgren's
Chet Holmgren's 10.5 rebounds, that's a double demon.
Mm.
I looked at that because I was looking at Sengun. Like, oh, maybe we get it, because I need to run another player.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to, you know, I'm chasing the high, man. That's why I run these demons.
I don't know what it was now, but this morning it was 18.5 points for him. I almost went less for Sengun.
18.5 less?
Yeah, I almost did, but I didn't. I just went with the points, rebounds, and assists.
All right.
Hey, matter of fact, while we're here, do you have time? Do you want to just ask you a couple of these season projections?
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you think Zion Williamson will average more than 8 rebounds per game?
No.
Luka, more or less than 29.9 points per game? That number.
Give me the
crazy
number again.
29.9. Is he going to average 30 points per game?
Is Luka?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, not with LeBron there.
Yeah,
still.
I don't think so.
That's hella. Here's another Luke one. Luka one, excuse me. 1.5 50 point games this year, more or less. I'm going to go more. Yeah, I'm going to go more.
I'll go more. So,
actually play that. Let's see, SGA. I think he averaged like 32 last year, maybe for the last 2 years.
Okay.
They got him at 31.5 points per game, more or less.
I'll go less. I think a few guys are going to score a few more.
He averaged 32.7 last year and 30 the year before.
I think he could sit right in the middle of that again.
Yeah, he's been above 30 the last 3 seasons. Mm.
This number is kind of crazy.
Man, that's incredible.
Shooting about 50% too.
I want to see more of these. This one's kind of crazy. We'll go SGA again. More or less 9 40-point games this year. That's a lot of 40-point games.
How many did he have last year?
How many did he have last year where they put
the number at 9?
That's what I'm saying. That's all that. I said, wow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.